The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus came out of the temple, one of the disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be, and what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. But this must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Jesus, you have gathered us here in your name. We are shaken and angry and frightened and so sad. Our hearts are aching and we know yours is too. So please reveal yourself to us in your word today. Show us new paths toward love and healing. Direct our thoughts and words and actions in accordance with you, the living word. We are listening. Amen. So Stan and Jackie just put a little drama on for us. And one character is moved to generosity, and the other character has some suggestions for taking care of herself before considering any major kind of generosity. And the people who happen to be speaking those lines are such wonderful human beings that it made me giggle just imagine one of them discouraging the other from being generous. But So I found myself giggling. I heard you giggling at these various things. But I wonder if I'm giggling a little bit inside because it makes me a little bit nervous. When I see this drama, it's sometimes played out between two people, but it plays out regularly inside of me. In my own heart and mind are the two voices. I'm not Stan or Jackie, I'm Stan and Jackie in this story. On one hand, God is calling me to generosity. On the other hand, God is calling me to take care of my family. On one hand, God has provided more than enough. And on the other hand, there are lots of people who thought that before but now live on the streets. On the one hand, there are lots of other people who could increase their giving. On one hand, on the other hand, this is a play I think is clearly about financial stewardship, but it could have been about something else. It could have been about volunteering for Sunday school, which they also mentioned in that little play. On one hand, God is calling me to consider being a Sunday school teacher. On the other hand, I'm busy all week long and I want to come on Sunday and not be responsible for something. On the one hand, I did make promises during every single baptism I've ever been witness to that I would help support the baptized child in his or her life in Christ, and teaching Sunday school could be one of those ways I could help keep that promise. On the other hand, a lot of other people made that promise too. And they promised to support the baptized also, so maybe they could teach Sunday school. So the writer of Hebrews says, because of what Christ has done, rising from the dead and being the light that shines in the darkness, that the darkness did not overcome when it did its worst on the cross, and because of our union with this Christ in our baptisms, this author says, let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds. And it doesn't just say, provoke one another to love and good deeds. It says, let's consider how. Let us, as a community, think about it. Together, in classrooms, over lunch tables, in private prayer and devotion, yes, but also in the hearing of the word and the kneeling at this table, let us consider how to provoke and how to be provoked to love and good deeds. Sin, on the other hand, loves individualism. Sin settles in very comfortably when we remain in our own little spaces. Our judgment of others and our pride in ourselves, they can go unchecked when we just don't have conversations with other people, and we don't pray, and we don't worship, and we don't confess with them. And sin loves longevity. The longer I can hang on to my judgment or my self-pride, the longer my truth is my truth, and it doesn't have to scrape up against anyone else's truth, the better. Sin loves it that way. So when the conversation we watched Stan and Jackie have is an internal one, when we're like Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof, saying, on the one hand, on the other hand, we need each other, we need our people to provoke us to love and good deeds, to sit with us and hear the word and eat the meal and say the words of confession and hear forgiveness. And in the baptismal rite, we are asked if we will take on certain responsibilities. And the very first one is, will you live among God's faithful people? Will you show up? Will you be a part of a community so that you can provoke others and you can be provoked to love and good works? Will you come and show up and live among God's faithful people so when your internal dialogue is tearing you apart or leading you to greed or pulling you from God, then others can provoke you to love and good works? Will you show up? Will you hear the word of God proclaimed there and here and in our liturgy, all the scripture? Will you show up and sing hymns? These hymns, many of them were written hundreds of years ago. The one we're about to sing, about 400 years ago, by people who showed up and lived among God's faithful people. Because here in this place on Sunday mornings, and in other ways, but particularly and specifically and planned out on Sunday mornings, here in this place, we keep proclaiming that the light shines in the darkness. And the darkness tried, but it did not overcome it. And in that truth about the light and the darkness and the war that has already been won by Christ, we're safe. We can risk loving and doing good deeds in this world that screams, take care of yourself first. Don't trust anybody else to do it. Just showing up here and trusting each other is an act of rebellion. It's an act of rebellion against the powers that would draw us apart from one another and keep us apart from one another. And I invite you right now to another act of rebellion. Just standing and singing together into the darkness about Jesus who reigns is an act of rebellion. Standing shoulder to shoulder with all of us, trusting us with your love and your prayers and your presence, it's an act of rebellion. And so the next thing we do together is stand and sing hymn 434, Jesus Shall Reign, and we do it boldly.